So listen closely and see if maybe God's working in your life in maybe some of the same ways. Come on, Zane.
I do thank everybody who's prayed for me, helped see some things in my life. As some people know, this was my first time going to the wilds, and it was pretty fun. It was very fun. I did several things. Well, what I really want to talk about is the hike, the Four Falls hike. And if anybody's been on it, you know it's very difficult for some people. I was thinking about it as we first went on it, reminded me of the Christian life, how it is. First, when you start out as on the Christian life, it may seem easy, and that's how the trail was at first. But then it got a little more difficult and gradually got difficult. And then when we finally got to the waterfall, it reminded me of how God shows His power and His grace in you so He can help you increase your faith. And then after that, when we left the waterfall, it got a little more difficult and a little more difficult. And gradually got difficult, and that's how the Christian life is. And then there was just one part where you just couldn't do it all by yourself. You had to use a rope to climb up the mountain to get to the top. And I was thinking to myself, well, this is like part of the Christian walk. How you can, you know, think of yourself, well, I can do this by myself, and that's just like walking up the harder part all by yourself. But there's just some time when you get in your Christian walk and you start walking away from God that you have to just submit and just be submissive to Him and grab the rope, per se, and help yourself. You got to trust in God to help you get up there. And then once you get to closer to the end of your Christian walk, it gets smooth and easier, like it is on the trail. And so that's what God helped me realize.
Amen.
Hey, I'm Noelle, for those of you who may not know me. And the wilds was great. Of course, like it always is. Some of the things that stuck out to me, though, is when the speaker was talking, he was talking about how God has the power to completely change your life. And God completely changed my life, and He's continuing to change it. And I ask that y'all would just pray for me that I would be willing to let Him change it. One of the things he said is, have faith, the Lord knows what you need and the timing that you need it. I tend to be a perfectionist and want to know step by step exactly what's going on in my life. And God's just had to teach me for the past months and just to be patient and wait on Him, because He has something great planned for my life and so much better than anything I could think of, and just to follow Him and not try to lead. And so I ask that y'all would pray for me that I would stay patient and wait on His timing. And one other quote was that our canvas, ourselves, we may not be great, but our artist is. And we do truly serve an awesome God. And I ask you to just pray for me, especially through the Good News Club ministry, and that God would just use me through that.
Yeah. Lou, I'm Allie, and we did have a lot of fun at the wild. And it's always just great to kind of get away and be around a bunch of other people that kind of have the same goals of growing in Christ and everything. Just kind of get away from the world, as it were. And our speaker was Ted Strickland, and he was awesome. He was very on point, just very straightforward, with a lot of these values from God's Word. And a lot of times when he'd be preaching, even if it didn't have anything to do with it, he would just stop and look at us and say, "I have good news for you. There is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And that just blessed me so much. Whenever things get rough, I can just stop and say, there's good news. I have a Savior. None of the rest matters. And something that I was kind of struggling with before last weekend when we went was letting God lead me and putting Him first. it's something that I have to kind of go back over and over and just surrender back to Him. But during God and I time, I think it was on Saturday, I was just reading the scripture that they gave us and everything, and I just stopped and I started taking some notes of just thoughts He was putting in my mind. It kind of turned into a Spirit-led prayer, which I had never experienced before, and it was just amazing. But I wrote some of it down. I realized that Jesus wants to lead me and show, He wants me to put Him first, but so that He can do so, I don't need to just step back and let Him in front of me. He wants to lead me from beside me. He wants to walk with me because He loves me. And oh, that I would have the same love for Him. And thank You for Your love, dear God. It's so much greater than mine. God, give me a love like Yours. Not just for You, but for others. I have not truly known love for others because I have not known a true love for You. And I'm just now understanding the greatness and vastness of His love. It's something we hear about and sing about all the time, but just truly experiencing it, it's just been amazing. And I wish that y'all pray for me that this wouldn't just be sometime at the Wilds when I clear everything out and God can lead me, that I want to have times like this with God every day. And pray that y'all just pray for me for that. And a devotional that He led me to was actually by Ron Hummel, who some of you have heard of at the Wilds. He wrote one on Jonah. And there's no greater picture than having love for others that you don't even like than that story. And my spiritual gift is mercy. And I tend, if people, not necessarily towards me, you know, hurt me, but if they hurt my family or anything like that, I kind of put up a wall. So just pray that I would learn the love of God just like He had to teach it to Jonah. So thank you.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Ansley, and I really did have a fun time at the Wilds, and I was a little nervous and a little shy, but I knew God was with me, and He was protecting me, so, and I looked at a verse that told me to be kind one to another, and I really want you to pray for me to be kind to everybody and not to get so frustrated, and I also am really glad that He kept me safe and everyone else too. I'm just really happy about that.
The preacher, Brother Mike, talked about demons attacking you. It reminded me about the paintball, on how you had to fight to stay saved and stay away from sin. So that's what it reminded me of, and just want to stay away from sin.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Josie, for those who do not know me. And our pastor this weekend was very, very energetic and just really excited about God's word. And that itself just really spoke to me that someone could be that excited about what God has to say. And it was really awesome. Some of the things that particularly spoke out to me was one message was about what you let your mind think. And a lot of things that I think in my mind I don't say out loud, and I'm like, well, I just thought it, so they don't know it, so I haven't hurt anybody. But really and truly, I have hurt someone. I've hurt God, and I need to be aware of that and still be sorry for that, and I need to be careful about what I let my mind think. Also, this morning in God and I time, we read Hebrews 11, and it was just talking about how person after person in the Bible just led by faith, and how God wasn't ashamed of them. And when it said that, it kind of hit me. Well, if God's not ashamed of them, well, then is He ashamed of me? And it just kind of really hurt because I don't want God to be ashamed of me. I don't want him to be ashamed that his name is attached to mine. So I just want y'all to pray for me to please just be a shining light for him and not to give him a bad name.
Amen.
Hey, I'm Lindsay, for those who don't know me, and this year at camp was spiritually amazing, and so was our evangelist brother Mike. He was, just like Josie said, he was so energetic, and one of the things that really just gripped my heart was in God and I time, we were reading Hebrews 11, and in verse 6 it said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For who comes to God must believe that he is and diligently seek him." And I realized that I have very, very little faith. And that means that I can't please him. And that's something I really want to do because, you know, children, they want to please their mom and dads, and the mom and dads want to be pleased. So just pray that my faith will grow and that I can please him.
Hi, I'm Clara, and this weekend was my first time at the Wilds, and it was really fun. I want to go back next year, and but the evangelist, as everyone else that came up here said, was really energetic. He was really awesome, and he said so many things that really impacted my life. But the first night, he talked about how the Bible is God's breath, and how it comes down from, like, way down deep inside of God, and that, well, if you say to someone that their breath smells bad, that offends them. And I realized that I'm pretty much telling God that his breath smells bad sometimes, and I need to change my attitude towards his word. And in God and I time, Saturday morning, we were reading Ephesians 4, and I think it was verse 27, it said, "Neither give place to the devil." And it's as easy as that, but it's not easy at the same time. That's all there is to it, but it's so hard, and I pray that I pray that I could change that so that I won't give place to the devil.
Hi, I'm William. One thing I like about him is he always gives an example of one of what happened one time in his life, and then he uses it as a lesson. One of the ones was where he was walking, and there was always this corner he'd come around where this pit bull was always barking at him, but it was always leashed up. Then one time it came up. And the pit bull could always bark before he could come to the corner. So by one time he came around the corner, the pit bull was loose. And first thing that came into Mr. Mike's mind was, "Uh-oh, I'm fixing to be attacked." So what he did was he got down, and the dog attacked him, and the dog was actually happening to go for his neck. But luckily, thanks to God, he was able to react fast enough to just hit the dog just right, where it got him right in the shoulder. And he was using that as an example, as sin is like the dog. We are always being attacked by the devil and by his demons. And I was just really touched by that. And then there was another one where he talked about dogs again, that they were doing a dog race. They would use a fake rabbit for the dogs to go after. And some man decided to bring in a cat, a living real cat, threw it in the middle of the track. The dog just turned and ran after it. That's what also got me. The dogs will be like the Christians. Fake rabbit will be God. We're following him, and then Satan is the cat. So along with sin, We see sin, and we want to go after that. We don't want to follow God's word anymore. We want to go listen to music, go hang out with the wrong people. And that's what got me.
I'm Tony, just so y'all know, which most of you do. But what Mr. Mike was just amazing with all the stuff that he told us. I'd be here all day if I tried to, you know, tell you everything that spoke to me. But one of the things, the main things, is when he was talking, he was preaching through Ephesians 4, especially verses 22 through 24. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And what he was saying is that there's two closets, your old man and your new man, and it's saying, what do you wear in your mind, you know? And so he's saying, you know, put off the old man, put off the old, the things that aren't godly, that aren't Christ-like. But it doesn't stop there. It says that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And he's saying not only do you have to take off the old stuff, but you have to replace it with something that is godly. You know, if you take off respect, disrespect for your parents, you must put on respect for them. And if you take off, you know, lying, you have to put on truthfulness. You can't just take one off without the other one. And so it just spoke to me that, you know, you may think you're doing good because you're not doing something, but what are you doing good for God? And so that's one of the things that spoke to me.
Well, it was my first time at the Wilds, this time I went. And we went on the Force Falls, and the water reminded me of, like, the water is always going to be cold. It's always going to be hard. But sometimes you just got to go in. And I hopped in, and I tried it. It was cold, but I stood there. Strong, and tell me to stay strong for what I believe in.
That's good.
So I stayed, and that's what it was like. And Jesus let me stay.
This week at the Wilds was really great spiritually, and I just want to talk about when he was talking about the dogs, the dog race when they used the fake rabbits, and they ran after the rabbits around, but then a guy threw the cat on, and it wasn't supposed to happen, and just distracted the dogs away from what they were supposed to focus on. And as Christians, we're supposed to focus on Christ as we go through our life, which is like a race. And Satan will throw cats out, well, not really cats, but he will throw stuff out there to distract you, and you'll just go after those. And he's shown me that in my life I have been chasing cats instead of what he wants, and that kind of goes along with my other thing. God spoke to me several times about my thought life and what goes through my head, and like kind of goes along with Josie's, and things that go through your head that aren't what God wants. And like, it'll be like, you'll think about everything but what God wants. Like, you'll think about your future and what you want your future to be like, what if this happens, what if this happens, and it turns into, I want this to happen, and I want this to happen, and it's like making your own future for yourself instead of what God wants. And he spoke to me about that several times, and I finally, like, told him, okay, I need to think about you more, and that's what God told me.
Okay. Well, I had a really good time at the Wilds. It had a great atmosphere to it. The music was great. And it was such a blessing to be with other Christians that were my age and everything. And I just wanted to talk about the first message that we heard by Brother Mike. And it was kind of like Clara's, but it was the breath of God. And how the Bible is the breath inspired by God. And that it was kind of telling how we should praise God without ceasing. And I found it so hard to do that sometimes, because when you're in a really sticky situation, but it's like Paul and Silas when they were imprisoned, and they had nothing to be thankful for. And so that's how I feel like sometimes. You just don't really have anything to be thankful for. But actually out there, there's so many things to be thankful for. It's unbelievable how many things that we should be thankful for, but we just kind of neglect it sometimes. But my prayer is that I want to be used of God more. I want to be someone great for God. And we were talking about it this morning. It was in the Hall of Fame, Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame book in the Bible. And, you know, how great would it be if, like, maybe one of our names were written down there? Maybe like, I don't know, like Noah, he was used of God. He had no idea what he was doing, but he just followed God faithfully. And that really showed me something that I need to deal with in my life. And that's what I learned at the Wild.
For those of you that don't know me, my name's Dylan. Now, like they were saying, you know, they say that he was energetic. You know, I looked over at Tim. I said, I just think he's crazy. Because he was running around stage. I didn't know what was wrong with him, but I just figured out that he was just on fire about God. And that kind of struck me, you know, why shouldn't I be on fire about him? And one thing I want to talk to you about is, he didn't specifically preach on this. He just said, read Hebrews 11. I'm like, all right, I'll do that. Went back to my cabin, started packing up, kind of, you know, being me, I kind of neglected God nighttime. And he's like, all right, y'all got like 2 minutes to finish up reading. I'm like, oh, well, man, I better open up my Bible and just start reading. So open up to Hebrews 11, and I just looked at the middle of the chapter, and this verse came up, you know. Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, that kind of struck me, because he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. A lot of money. He basically had anything he wanted. He could have. He was saved. Even if he had fun, he'd still go to heaven. He could still be sinful. He'd still go to heaven either way, but he chose to still be with God. And that, it just amazed me, you know, why don't we do that? We shouldn't use being saved as a get-out-of-hell-free card, which is a lot of lukewarm Christians do. And I've caught myself doing that, you know, just using being saved as a get-out-of-hell-free card, you know. And I look at myself, I'm like, sometimes I just really hate how I am sometimes, because I'm just taking it for granted. You know, he died on a cross. He suffered torture for us. And I'm still going to go out and act like sinners. I'm not putting off the old man. So, I just wish that y'all pray for me, that I'd put off the old man and I would walk for Christ and put him ahead of my life.
My name is Daniel, and I learned a lot at the Wilds this weekend. I'll share the two most important things I learned. The first was in God and I time yesterday morning. We were reading Ephesians 4. Verse 1 really stood out to me. It says, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." And the vocation that I'm called to, and all of you are called to, is that of being a Christian. I realize that I need to be worthy of the Lord. And second thing that really stood out to me was in the service this morning, Brother Mike Schrock used this illustration. When you're running a race, you're headed to the end. You're not looking back at the world or the start line. You're looking ahead to the end, which is what God has planned for your life. I realize that I need to have my eyes on Jesus and not the world.
My name is Timothy, and one thing that really spoke to me was that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. I haven't been living like God would want me to. Even though he sacrificed all for me, I haven't been willing to give all to him. But I'd like y'all to pray for me. I will.
This week, something that got to me was the first dog story where he got attacked by the pit bull. Another thing he said was a car drove up, and so the woman got him to get in the car while the guy put the dog up, and he was trying to check out his shoulder to see if it was hurt, but the dog had had its teeth pulled. That's kind of like the devil. He's had his teeth pulled, but Jesus pulled his teeth out. He can't do anything unless he let him. So, and another thing was the second dog story where you're not, I don't need to go after the chase after the cats. I need to keep my eyes on the finish line and keep going for God.
Hey, I'm Danielle. I'm really thankful that I got to go to the Wilds this year. God is always faithful to provide. But one of the things that was really encouraging for me, the speaker was speaking on 2 Corinthians 12, Paul's thorn in the flesh, and he made the point that the Lord's power will be fully realized against the backdrop of my weakness. And I have to say, sometimes I really feel like I'm the weakest person in the world. I was talking to my family the other day, and I've been going through some job interviews and stuff, and you know, they always ask you to name your strengths and weaknesses, and I always feel like I have so many more weaknesses than strengths, even though, you know, it should be the other way around. But he gave us the verse 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So it's just so encouraging to me that God can use me despite my weaknesses, and he can even use my weaknesses for his glory. And the speaker also said we have to remember to give thanks for our weaknesses, because they're the things that keep us humble and that keep us depending on the Lord. So.
Hey, I'm Lisa. Going along with what Danielle was just talking about with weaknesses, the speaker also mentioned that the greatest victories always came after the biggest failures in the Bible. Like with Jonah, his biggest victory came after his biggest failure. And God was just asking me last week, I'm a person who does not like to fail in things. I like to get them done and have them done right and not mess up.
But a cat, a living real cat, threw it in the middle of the track. The dog just turned and ran after it. That's what also got me, is we sometimes, as the dogs, sometimes we'll be, the dogs will be like the Christians. The fake rabbit will be God. We're following him. And then Satan is the cat, so along with sin. We see sin, and we want to go after that. We don't want to follow God's word anymore. We want to go listen to music, go hang out with the wrong people. And that's what got me.
I'm Tony, just so y'all know, which most of you do. But what Mr. Mike was just amazing with all the stuff that he told us. I'd be here all day if I tried to, you know, tell you everything that spoke to me. But one of the things, the main things, is when he was talking, he was preaching through Ephesians 4, especially verses 22 through 24. It says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And what he was saying is that there's two closets, your old man and your new man, and it's saying, what do you wear in your mind, you know? And so he was saying, you know, put off the old man, put off the old, the things that aren't godly, that aren't Christ-like. But it also, it doesn't stop there. It says that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And he's saying not only do you have to take off the old stuff, but you have to replace it with something that is godly. You know, if you take off disrespect for your parents, you must put on respect for them. And if you take off, you know, lying, you have to put on truthfulness. You can't just take one off without the other one. And so it just spoke to me that, you know, you may think you're doing good because you're not doing something, but what are you doing good for God? And so that's one of the things that spoke to me.
Well, it was my first time at the Wilds, this time I went. And we went on the Force Falls, and the water reminded me of, like, the water is always going to be cold. It's always going to be hard. But sometimes you just got to go in. And I hopped in, and I tried it. It was cold, but I stood there. Strong, and telling me to stay strong for what I believe in.
That's good.
So I stayed, and that's what it was like. And Jesus let me stay.
This week at the Wilds was really great spiritually, and I just want to talk about when he was talking about the dogs, the dog race when they used the fake rabbits and they ran after the rabbits around, but then a guy threw the cat on, and it wasn't supposed to happen, and just distracted the dogs away from what they were supposed to focus on. And as Christians, we're supposed to focus on Christ as we go through our life, which is like a race. And Satan will throw cats out, well, not really cats, but he will throw stuff out there to distract you, and you'll just go after those. And he's shown me that in my life I have been chasing cats instead of what he wants, and that kind of goes along with my other thing. God spoke to me several times about my thought life and what goes through my head, and like kind of goes along with Josie's, and things that go through your head that aren't what God wants. And like, it'll be like, you'll think about everything but what God wants. Like, you'll think about your future and what you want your future to be like. Like, what if this happens? What if this happens? And it turns into, I want this to happen, and I want this to happen. And it's like making your own future for yourself instead of what God wants. And he spoke to me about that several times, and I finally, like, told him, okay, I need to think about you more. And that's what God told me.